You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, what's going on, good people? This your man Tony Wiggins here with Locked On Jaguars on a bit of an abbreviated audio show. I'm going to give you the audio, sort of a redo of yesterday's show. First of all, we thank you for joining us and making us your first listener. This is for the people that don't watch on YouTube. Yesterday, I had a glitch in my audio yesterday, so I'm giving you a bit of an abbreviated version of what Tuesday's show was basically about. We thank you, like I said, for making us your first listen. You can find us free on all platforms, and I appreciate all the new listeners that joined us after the NFL draft and our draft coverage on the Locked On NFL show. Yesterday, what I basically spoke of was the facelift that the Jaguars organization had received via free agency in the draft. And the motivation for that was to show you guys exactly what we had so many conversations, we backdated so many conversations about what were they thinking. All right, so when the new regime comes in here, what are they going to do? I remember us having the wide receiver versus the offensive line conversation and wondering which area they would attack the hardest or which area they would attack first, and how did they feel about the rest of the units. Also, the conversation that we had was sometimes when you want to move on from guys, the familiarity can become a curse because you know the guys, you know the guys by name, you don't really identify them as the main problems of why the team isn't winning, but yet and still, the team actually does continue to have to improve. And then sometimes, especially when you change coaches, folks are married. Folks are married, you know, to players that the coaches aren't necessarily married to, and they're going to make a change. So we're going to discuss those changes. We'll also talk a little bit about what if the draft had gone a little bit differently. And when I say a little bit differently, I'm in the first five picks, I'm going to change two of those picks, and then I'm going to see if you guys will feel any differently about it, or if you probably wouldn't have felt any differently about it. And the reason why you don't feel that bad about it is because those decisions were made by Trent Baalke. So let's go ahead and go through some of that. And I'll start with the facelift of this franchise and what they did differently and what some of the things that occurred here with Jacksonville. All the talk in the offseason was about the offensive line, about, well, for me it was. For a lot of people, it was the wide receivers first. Then it was the offensive line. For me, it was the linebackers. I thought that they would, and if you look back through the archives of our shows, I really, really did think that the Jaguars would address or do something differently on the offensive line. Those linebackers too, it did not surprise me. If you see a podcast that I did a few weeks ago, there was a lot of healthy discussion about those linebackers, and I thought that they would change. That to me has been the biggest, largest change and switch up that you're going to be able to find on this team, because there's no one currently, especially when you talk about the two interior guys, the Will and the Mike, there's no one that's in the top three on the depth chart, as we assume the depth chart is. There's nobody that even plays significant. They weren't here last year. They signed for Oluwakan. They drafted both Devin Lloyd and Chad Muma. I think those guys are one and 1A on that defense. And then Shaq Quarterman rounds out that fourth spot, and he's going to probably have to fight for his job. The fact that they spent so many resources on that position tells you what they were thinking. You know, you can go back, you can look at the activity that they had, and now go back and you don't have to wonder anymore. From the time that they started evaluating this ball club, from the time that they started to really take a look at the film and look at the tape and realize what they needed to do, it seems to me that one of the things that they said that they were going to do and that they could do based on what was going to be available is fix that linebacker core. They also got more athletic in their front seven altogether with the additions of not only Trevon Walker, up front, and I'm going to say this name correctly, hopefully this time, because I've been told I've been mispronouncing it. Fadukazi, the big defensive tackle that they got from the Jets. They got more size. They got more length. They got more speed on the edge. They got more power in the middle, and they got more guys who can float the ball in the second level. They just totally changed their front seven. And the frustrating part about this, if you saw me on YouTube yesterday, I mentioned that one of the most frustrating parts about that is that's one of the areas that Urban really, really focused on and concentrated on fixing last year, along with the wide receivers. And this is why you get angry when things don't – when one of the things with the Jaguars, this is what angers you. They're always fixing the foundation. I'll say it again. They're always fixing the foundation. You don't fix the same unit 2 years in a row, and then you don't fix two of them 2 years in consecutive years. And that's exactly what they did with the wide receivers, and that's exactly what it appears that they've now done again with the defensive line. And now they've done it to the linebackers. And this is why sometimes people got upset when they didn't think it was going to be a clean break and a clean sweep from Trent Baalke. It's for those very reasons. The reasons why is because no one wants to keep doing the same thing over and over. So maybe now it's fixed. Maybe the Jaguars got that licked and got that fixed. We're going to talk a little bit more about the offensive line and the small little bit of changes that they made on the offensive line that I think are critical. And that was a position that folks kind of disagreed with me about. We're going to also talk about a little bit of addition that they added to their secondary. So we'll discuss that and more in our next segment. And then the last segment, we'll go over if you could do a little bit of a redraft. Not really a redraft, but if the Jags had gone in a couple of different directions, would you be happy about it? We'll get to all of that in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars after I tell you guys about Bet Online. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting stats and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's basketball playoffs. It got crazy last night in Memphis, I tell you. Major League Baseball, the Yankees are on fire, and this weekend's run to the Roses in the Kentucky Derby. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Now, they've done the post positions at the Kentucky Derby, and you can probably check on BetOnline and find out which post positions are traditionally the worst ones to have a horse running out of. I know that number one spot is bad because when you come out of that gate, you run into the curb that comes around on the backstretch. So you have to make sure you get out early and get over. It'd be a good time to check and see if the horse and the jockey are the type of horse and jockey that does that. Because you want to go to BetOnline, because BetOnline is where the game starts. So head to the website today and use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. All right, we're rolling along here on a Wednesday in a bonus edition. However, it was really the content from Tuesday that you guys didn't get. And I told you, because of a glitch that I had in my audio yesterday, let me tell you what happened, man. Here's what happened. We go from one entity to the other, right? And in the process of going from one entity when I was recording my NFL show to the page where I actually record the Locked On Jaguars show, which is separate, I thought I did not set the default button. That is not what happened. What happened is I'm waiting on a new microphone stand. The microphone stand that I have is broken and it keeps slipping. And when it slips, it causes the cord to come out of the back. And the cord was halfway out, so it automatically defaulted to my HD camera, and that's the microphone that was heard yesterday with me. So that's what's happening. I ain't want to give all the information, but I had to at least explain to you guys, and I was pressed for time yesterday because I set out and I set aside X amount of time for me to be able to record the podcast after I outlined it. And once I did it, I couldn't redo it, so I left the word up on YouTube. It sounds awful, but at least you have the help of my of the visual to sort of help you understand what I said. And I said I was going to go back today and do a bonus episode, and in the course of this bonus episode, sort of tell you what I was talking about yesterday. I did a little bit of a redraft, and only because there's so many people that don't like the Travon Walker pick, I'm going to tell you right now, 6 games into the regular season, that's going to go away. You're going to understand exactly what it is that they're trying to do, because I don't think they're playing it the way people think. I don't think they're going to line up the way Tampa lined up exactly. We have to understand that coaches don't always just emulate the last place that they were. They have a resume where it's built up over a period of time, and they learn different defenses. And it, you know, I think what you'll see Mike Caldwell do is his variation of all of the things that he's learned from every stop that he's had in the NFL, not just the one he just came from. So I think sometimes we have to be careful with that, of knowing how guys are going to line up. Doug Peterson flat out said, for fit for them, Trayvon Walker was the right player. For fit for them, Trayvon Walker was the right player. But just for the sake of this, because on Bet Online on Wednesday, which is today, they had Aiden Hutchinson as the odds to win the Rookie of the Year. For the sake of this, we'll say that the Jaguars had taken Aiden Hutchinson, and then they still would have made the trade to get Devin Lloyd, and then they still would have taken Kyle Fortner. Here's the little bit of a difference I'm going to give you. Instead of taking Chad Muma, who I will still say was a luxury and a value, and I think he fell to him, and I think they just had a too high of a grade on him. Instead of taking Chad Muma, let's just say they would have taken Jalen Tolbert, the wide receiver who ended up going to Dallas, who went a significant amount of picks later on in the third round after Chad Muma. I think it was somewhere like 15 or 16. Would you be happier as Jaguar fans? Probably, yeah, because it fills boxes. But remember this too. On Dallas's board, there was a glimpse of it yesterday on online. Somebody deciphered it, because that's what Twitter does. But on Dallas's board, they had Kayvon Thibodeau number one, Evan Neal number two. Those guys went fifth and seventh, respectively, to the New York Giants. So everyone's board, while there were some similarities, it was a lot different. And it was probably a lot different because of the needs of those teams. So Jalen Tolbert, where he went, may have been even lower on the Jaguars board. And the Jaguars, when I looked at, and what I did was I looked at the entire draft, and when Chad Muma came up, I literally looked at 20 picks behind that, and no, he's better. He's a better and more highly rated player than all of them, even though I was a big fan of Jalen Tolbert. Now, there's one thing you could ask, and that is that if they knew Chad Muma was going to be there, would they move up and get Devin Lloyd? And therefore, they would have kept their fourth-round pick, and they would have had more of a chance to get maybe Chad Muma and someone like Jalen Tolbert later on. That's neither here nor there. I think the Jaguars, we got to give them the benefit of the doubt. They took the guys that they wanted to take. And I don't think people would be too much happier with the other draft the way that I said it could have gone, because I don't think folks are happy with the guy who was doing the picks from the very beginning. And I think once they decided to keep Trent Baalke, that's just something you just had to get over. That's just something you had to get over. And that's my main suggestion for that. You just got to let that hurt go, man. You got to get over it. So, yeah, I don't think it makes that much of a difference, and I like what they did. You got to fix things. You know, I always say you can't lose weight in areas. You're not going to lose your arm fat. You got to just go to the gym and work out and let it all come off the way it all come. It didn't come on that way. It won't come off that way. And talent isn't going to be available the way that you want it to be. So you have to take what's there when it's there. Move around a little bit for the most part. You really have to do exactly what I just said. You have to take what's there when it's there. I'm going to put it all in a nutshell, talk about the facelift of the offensive line, what it means, and some things that Doug Peterson has actually said so far about this team and getting after it. We will continue to discuss that in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars Bonus Edition. After I tell you guys about rockauto.com, man, there should be no place else where you're getting your auto parts and accessories, because rockauto.com is the flat-out truth. You're going to save time and money when using rockauto.com. It's a family-owned business that has been doing do-it-yourselfers and serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years, and they have the prices that are reliably low for every single customer. I'm telling you, there's nothing like knowing that my daughter is safe while she's riding around Charlotte, North Carolina, with the proper parts on a car that we got from rockauto.com. And make sure you go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know we sent you. Anything you need on a vehicle, any make, model, you're going to save money, and it'll save you time and effort of going in one of those chain stores answering questions that you don't know the answer to. So, for an amazing selection and reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, make sure you go to rockauto.com and write Locked On in that box so they know we sent you. All right, we thank you again for making us your first listen here on Locked On Jaguars. We are grateful for you guys. The Locked On NFL podcast for the draft was outstanding, but it's still going on right now. Monday through Friday, a daily podcast, Locked On NFL, wherever you get your podcasts. And please like and subscribe and check us out on the YouTube page and make that your second listen every single day. A little abbreviated short segment here about the facelift of this football team. The Jaguars also fixed up there. We talked about the wide receivers. We talked about the linebackers a little bit. We're going to talk about the offensive line. Re-signing Cam Robinson, good move. I understand it. I get it. It allows you to keep a 26-year-old left tackle. And trust me, if Cam was on the market, he would have got a good deal. So why not? If he's going to get a good deal, let him get a good deal here. You don't have to hit a home run at every single spot. Sometimes knowing that you already have a guy who's on this team that can play, you can't fix everything all at once, it's a good thing to go ahead and keep him. I just thought the best players in the draft were linemen and edge rushers, and offensive linemen, offensive tackles, and edge rushers. And I also believe that the gap in the edge rushers at the lower end of the first and the top of the second was not as big as the gap with the tackle. So, you know, my wisdom and my thinking was get a tackle early and then come back and touch one of those edge rushers at the top of the second round. But the Jaguars did something else, and they have plans, and I don't blame them for it. But they did fix up that line. I do like Brandon Scherff at right guard. I think it shows up really a position that's been bad since they moved Brandon Leonard to center. Speaking of Brandon Leonard, he retired, so that created another hole at center. They re-signed Tyler Shatley to come back in and compete for a starting position as well as be a swing guy. But I like the fact that they went out and added Luke Fortner, who's a very smart technical player at 6'6", 300 pounds, who gives them the versatility because he's played both guard spots and center in college. I think they want him to play center. So for me, adding two core pieces to your top six, top seven, and then retaining everyone else and giving your new offensive line coach a chance to work with Juwan Taylor and work with Walker Little, I think it's good. And you brought back Will Richardson. Of course, they have Ben Bart. So there are some pieces there. There are some things to work with. There's seven or eight guys that you have that are core people that you can work with. I believe the Jaguars are going to be fine on the offensive line. But the whole thing of it is that they're ready to go to camp. They have enough bodies. They have enough people at all of these positions. They have gotten better and they have improved. Now, we just got to see if the coach can dial them up, and I really do think he can. So, in a nutshell, when you were wondering what they were going to fix, they fixed the wide receivers by adding two guys that are going to be in their top three, right? They fixed the offensive line by adding two guys and having some retention. They added one tight end. They changed their entire linebacker core, and they got more physical up front in the front seven with Fadukazi, as well as drafting the guy that I think they're going to build a lot of this stuff around, and that's Trevon Walker. They did, however, too, also add Darius Williams, another corner who can play. Now, the big question is who's going to play the slot and who's going to play outside. Williams actually played outside and played better playing outside, but that's an expensive slot at $15 million a year if he doesn't get the starting nod. I think it's $12 to $15 million a year. That's an expensive slot, but it also gives them another player that can cover people. So I think the defense has improved. They ain't really touched the safety position. I know Monteric Brown says he started out at safety at Arkansas and he could go over and play some safety. We'll just have to see exactly where and how Monteric Brown gets it in this offseason. You guys, thank you for joining me for this abbreviated bonus edition. of Locked On Jaguars. We had to bring it to you today because the audio messed up yesterday, and I promised you guys I would. And I really wanted to tell you exactly what it was that I talked about in that show, because I thought it touched on a lot of issues, and I didn't want to just do it all over again and then use it, because that would, you know, that's just not fair to you guys. So there's going to be another show today. There'll be two. The new one, you'll have both the audio and video to check that out. And this is the separate audio, which is totally different from the YouTube video that we posted on yesterday. So for a bonus edition, this is for you guys. I appreciate you checking me out and listening. You guys take care and continue to take care of each other. And we thank you for making us your first listen here on Locked On Jaguars.